Hey guys, Chav here.
Hey guys, it's Saloni.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
Anirudh here, and welcome to Offbeat Talks.
In this week's episode, we thought we could talk about our schools and the pressure, anxiety, stress, and expectations that come along with it. Pretty important topic, don't you think? Especially since we've been doing all of this remotely now.
Yeah, and for some context, by the way, all of us are 10th graders now, so we're definitely no strangers to all of this.
Yeah. I think in the end, it all really comes down to societal standards and the expectations that have been set for students that the school system just simply complies with.
Yeah, I agree. For example, in India at least, there's a big emphasis on like STEM subjects that are like science, mathematics, engineering, and like hard learning. And the exam papers require you to memorize like large numbers of facts and statistics. But what I've seen a lot is that people don't focus on learning in school. Like they just memorize the whole syllabus a week, or if in my case, a day before the exam.
And I think that's because all that matters in the end of the school year are the marks that you got, or like the percentage you got on your report card, and not how much you learned throughout the year.
Yeah, schools need to realize there's a big difference between marks and the amount that you've actually learned. Just not paying attention the whole school year and getting marks, good marks in the final paper through cheating or some other method. And it's really not a healthy way to learn. And you just don't learn anyway. So what's the whole point?
And, you know, I'm pretty sure all of us have experienced that exam where, you know, no matter how prepared you were, it was just a bad day, you know, the kind of day where you just can't focus. And I think it's really unfair to us students who have been working so hard for a whole year to have our grades judged on one paper alone. I mean, put it this way. Do you judge how good a sports player would be based on one performance, or do you judge them based off of their whole career? Anyone can look amazing or terrible based on one performance, but it's whether you can do this consistently that actually matters. But I think it's hard to blame anyone for the way the system is. I mean, who would you blame for the way it is?
I guess that's a really complex question, because you can't exactly blame only the school or only the students or only the parents, because it's interconnected. And that's what I mean. It's like when I say society's expectations, like it's not just the school that's doing the system. It's also like the students who take part in it. It's basically about society's expectation.
Yeah, and I think most of this is related to academics, and the same is expected from each student in each area, which can be really unfair because everybody's interests and strengths lie in different places and can't always be related to academics.
And I think parents also push their children to like pursue these subjects because it's not like their fault, because they do provide like a financial security later in life, and they think that choosing sciences or like maths would later on lead to joining in the medical or like engineering law fields, where you could make a name for yourself or your family too. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking about that and like parental pressure, I just want to rant a little bit about how hard getting into a good college is nowadays. Like, other than getting perfect grades, they also expect us to be like amazing at all these extracurriculars and found our own company and write these stunning essays. Like, I understand that they want well-rounded students, but the competition nowadays is like so much and the bar is really high.
Yeah. While the standard is really high, especially for like top tier colleges, it's kind of hard to judge a student based on intangibles like hard work or leadership. And I think that's why good grades and extracurriculars are used by these colleges.
Yeah, like I've been watching these whole ass YouTube videos. Sorry. I can curse, okay. Like I've been watching YouTube videos and researching my ass off about everything that I need to do to get into Ivy Leagues and colleges that I want to get into. But I swear to God, the only thing that it's doing is making me feel inferior, because I'm looking at so many things that other people have done and then comparing it to what I have done in my life, and I feel worthless, I swear to God. I mean, marks matter, but everybody who's applying is going to be like a straight A student. So what will make me different?
Mm. Yeah, I agree. It's hard.
Yeah, I obviously respect parents and teachers so much, and I appreciate all that they sacrifice and do for students, so don't get me wrong. but I feel like they have a certain role when it comes to school, and that's to support us and guide us. But it just sometimes it just doesn't always work that way. So have you guys like had any experiences that you want to share, and what how do you think a good teacher should be like?
Well, I guess teachers are supposed to support you firstly and not criticize you when it comes to not being great at something, because everyone's just learning. But I've witnessed some teachers like telling students that their future doesn't look bright based on like their performance on one test, and it demotivates students. And there are obviously really good teachers that I look up to, but in general, I think they should support you more than like demotivate you.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true.
So, especially in Indian culture, parents tend to be really, really involved in their children's lives.
I think you should add one or five more realies there.
I can't. Anyway.
Obviously, parents want their children to be the best they can. But sometimes the methods they use or the things they do, they're not really child-friendly. It's things like comparing your child to someone else's child and making them feel bad for not living up to their standards. And in a lot of situations, it breaks a kid and turns them into something they're not.
And parents sometimes force careers on children and make their life choices for them without giving them a say in the matter, just so that society can accept them, which is, I think, weird, honestly.
And parents putting this like pressure and emphasis on a grade or just a number makes students feel like they're, or just children or teenagers feel like their entire worth is based on their academics or like a grade that they got in one test.
And not to mention the admissions and everything, with all the pressure building up in people, and it feels like it's the end of the world if they don't get into their dream school.
Talking about admissions, the educational institutes always want the brightest and the best students, and honestly, I get it, to obviously maintain their reputation. So parents want to and have to raise the bar too high for children to match up to the standards.
I'm sure Netflix doesn't know what high school is.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, also the idea of excellence is really generalized. Everyone around us acts like there's only one way to reach the top. Study hard, get into a ridiculously expensive and competitive college, get a good job, live a rich life, you're successful, and there you go. That's it. Nothing else.
In reality, however, everybody has different opportunities and different priorities in life and what they want to do or what they don't want to do. And we really need to stop acting like there's one straightforward way to success or getting what you want, when there are so many job options there, careers, fields, ideas, and some are not very conventional, but I think they work. I'm also always surprised about how teachers are so clueless about the mental health of students and the increasing anxiety and depression rates among them. Like, we have so much work piled on top of us.
Exactly. Like, I'm so scared of disappointing my parents and my teachers, because they're like so sure that I'm destined for all these great things and I want to do them. But like, what if I don't do them? Like, what happens then? Like, I remember one time in school, a teacher came up to me and she's like, you know what, I'm sure that you're gonna get like the highest grades in 10th grade. And then I was like, what if I don't? Like, I want to do that too, but what if I don't?
Yeah. It's like the fear of letting so many people down, yourself too, but then there's so many people counting on you, and it's just sad, really.
Yeah. And once you start failing to meet all of these expectations, you really start to doubt yourself and your abilities. And you start considering yourself to be a failure. You know, Chav mentioned it before, when after she saw all of these videos and things, she started wondering whether it was actually possible. And these kind of negative mindsets, you know, it leads to students not putting in the effort because they just believe they're not good enough, and they eventually just end up failing in a lot of their subjects. And it's all because they couldn't meet these high expectations.
And it can be really unhealthy for people to think that way, especially. Do you guys sometimes think that like this hinders our growth or our development?
Personally, I feel like I'm living in constant guilt I'm not particularly enthusiastic about certain subjects and the things I do, but then I remember all the stuff that my parents have sacrificed for me and how there's so many people counting on me and how the teachers like me and how they think I'm gonna do something like great or better, and how it's upon me and my duty to make them proud and not regret their actions and their efforts that they put into me. But I also think it's not really the right motivation or reason for me to do anything, but I really can't help it. Also, when I really think about the expectations of my problems and pressure and stuff, I think about how so many people would love to be where I'm in life right now and with so many opportunities and the privilege that I have. And I'm happy to say that I have it. But then it makes me feel like I'm not worthy enough and I should be doing something else other than thinking about all the expectations and pressure that I have to deal with and just do it. Because then I feel really, really guilty about not like taking control and utilizing all the resources that I have and what so many other people don't have. And you guys just start spiraling out of nowhere. Like, you get these deep 3 a.m. thoughts and like in the morning and you start questioning everything you do and what you're doing, like seriously, and you start questioning life, like, is getting best grades and like physics really important for me, because like, who cares, everybody's gonna die in the end anyway, nothing will matter. And just thinking about this stuff also makes me wonder about everything that's going wrong and poverty, wars, discrimination, and all that shit that's really not needed in the world right now. And it makes me push myself to be determined and study or do something with myself so I can make it maybe a little bit better and a better life for others. I don't know, but I'm gonna get angry soon, seriously, but if I keep going, I really need to stop.
No, but I think you had some really valid points there. And sometimes I do feel like that. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone has, like, that weird existential crisis at 3 a.m. But for some reason, like, self-assurance is really important to me. Like, you talked about getting the best grade in physics. Like, for me, that's just so important for some reason. Like, I feel like I'm capable of doing something. And it's not just imposter syndrome. Like, people always talk about what keeps you up at night, what's your passion, and bear with me here, but I really don't think I have one. Like,
same here, I don't have one. Like, I don't know what keeps me up at night. I'm just going through the motions and doing just stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just
doing stuff.
I
think I'm good at just learning in general. So every time I try something new, I'm like mediocre at everything. But there's nothing about me that really stands out, which makes me feel like just leading a normal life. Like, Chav's talking about changing all these world issues and everything. But like, every time I find something I'm mediocre at, it's just major imposter syndrome. Like, I'm just like, wait, am I really good at this? Like, or is it just like, but do you understand? Like,
also, you guys should read Saloni's poetry because it's amazing. Okay, it's amazing.
God.
Yeah, Saloni loves writing. She's a pretty good writer.
I feel like everyone has a fear of failure, so we put this unbelievable amount of pressure on ourselves too. And that can be really damaging for our self-esteem, if we have one. So what do you guys think about it? And how do you, like, cope when you feel overwhelmed by it all?
Yeah, like, for me, I like reading because it's, like, my form of escapism. So I can just forget about reality for a second. And recently, like Chav mentioned, I've been into writing poetry because that helps me, like, process a lot of my feelings. And then same with dance. It's just a way to pour my feelings out, storytelling, you know? And also, it's just, like, cracking open a window and staring out is so therapeutic to me, especially because you can't, like, go out. So you just, like, just look outside and then you feel the wind on your face and then you just look at nature. Like, sometimes I just stare at a tree because, no, it helps. Like, it's just a distraction.
I find it funny that we're talking about getting overwhelmed and we're just laughing about the things we do because they sound so silly now. Like, but, yeah. If I'm overwhelmed, I start crying. No, I'm kidding. Sometimes, depends how overwhelmed I actually am. But I usually just
I mean, you can cry. There's nothing wrong with
it. No, I do that sometimes, but that's like, that's if things get like really bad. I just start crying in the bathroom uncontrollably.
Hydration for your face.
But normally I just watch or play some basketball depending on what the time is, because if it's like 12 a.m. I'm not going to go down and start playing basketball, or maybe just read a book. I even sleep sometimes. I'm just like, I can't do anymore. I'm just going to sleep and do it tomorrow morning. I'll feel better tomorrow morning, so I'm just going to sleep it off.
I swear that's my mentality with everything.
This is exactly why I have like 17 assignments remaining, but it's fine.
Same here, guys. Anyway, generally I just read Wattpad or any other book that I have. Like, I'm reading Gone with the Wind right now, but that's not really important. Like, reading is my life, very much like Saloni, and Netflix is always there too. But I think playing my ukulele and just trying to get that one song right makes me forget everything else, maybe for like a little while too. So yeah, music can work wonders.
And I say this like I'm productive all the time, that I need to take all these breaks, but that's not the case. Like, I'm a master procrastinator. It's like I'm a sadist when it comes to myself, but like I just like to watch myself in pain. Like, I do feel like I work best under pressure. Like, if you're given an essay and you have 15 days to do it, for me, I'll just do it on the last day, but I'll still get something that is like at least mediocre, which just encourages me to keep doing it and keep procrastinating. But like, I'm curious, what are your guys' study methods, or have you guys ever cracked under
the pressure? What's studying? I don't have any methods for that because I'm failing all my classes. But anyways, I don't know how I study. Okay, it just comes to me. Okay. I just like go through all the material, and the only thing I do is like not turn a page if I don't understand it. So like, I'll read like 17 times and cry about it, and then like turn the page, because okay, see, I can't even speak right. This, I should not be giving any opinions on studying, okay. And for cracking under pressure, I remember I had this French examination, and I was so stressed about it that I had a stress ulcer, and my mom had to take me in the car, and I was like puking through the way, and then I had to give the examination. It was horrible. It was so horrible, and I ended up scoring really well on it. So
that makes it funny now.
It was horrible. It was so much pain.
Yeah, I'm very similar. Like, I always say I'll start studying every day and just revise what was taught, and I still haven't started doing that. So my studying usually starts like a week before the exams, which is a terrible practice. Please do not take this as advice. However, since the deadline is like really close, I have no issue focusing when it comes to studying, because I know I'm going to fail if I don't, and I can't give myself excuses, and so I end up being more focused.
And I think I work better under pressure too, because like I can do 15 days worth of work like at the last minute and end up doing it in like 4 or 5 hours, and somehow it still turns out to be better than average. And I know I can do like better work, but I feel guilty and regret while doing it. It's like very weird, and I hate that feeling. But then if I'm not working, I'm not putting my 100% in it, and it's still better than average, what if I actually don't procrastinate and put in my everything? That's like, I don't know, I don't want to question it, but I've never done it, okay? I procrastinate with every single thing. And I really need to find a way, because procrastination is going to be the death of me. Like, it's a serious problem now. It's not even fun.
Says Saloni while she laughs.
Yeah.
But yeah, also I just want to, after all the hard serious conversation is gone, like, I just want to know about your guys' dreams, ambitions, goals, plans. I remember Chav wrote this down: get into Ivy Leagues, forsake everything, and move to a small European country and open a bakery.
No, see, I just don't know what I want to do. I just want to quit everything and move away and live away from civilization. Or I just want to, like, be in the center of it all and, like, go study and then, you know, work in a good place or whatever, like a big company or something. like, I don't know what I want. It's just a mix of things, okay? Like opening a bakery or living the typical hustling life or the cottagecore life. Like, I don't know what I want.
And for me, it's like I have things that I want to do, but I know that I can't study that or major in that because there's like literally no money in that. And I also want to be rich, but I also want to write. And then I don't know what I want to do. So it's like half of me wants to be like, you know, that one girl in New York City who's like hashtag girl boss. But like the other half of me is like, I just want to move away to like a small little field or like far away from people.
You can live with me.
Well, everyone knows what my dream is. It's to meet Taylor Swift.
Aww.
No, but that's part of it. But for me, you know, I'm like really interested in basketball right now. And although I haven't been able to do anything about it for like the past few months because I've been stuck here, you know, it's something that I really want to do when I grow up. And I want to live the kind of life, you know, where I like travel the world, meet new people, try new foods. And just like, I want to tour the world, you know, I want to try all these new experiences and stuff. That's something that I really look forward to in the future.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know what I want, like, what kind of life I want. Like, how am I supposed to make decisions right now? God, I don't know.
I want to be rich and have money. I'm kidding. No, I don't know what I want to do yet, but I'll figure it out. And then I'll have, like, a load, like, my only dream and ambition and passion is that I want to have that huge walk-in closet, like, right outside the washroom. So, like, you can just touch the clothes, right? And just, like, feel them. And then proceed to wear the same black t-shirt you wear every day. But I just want to have the feeling of having those expensive clothes. That's
like
all.
The closet in Clueless?
Yeah.
Because that's great. Or the Princess Diaries? It's really good.
It's so pretty.
Well, that's a pretty good dream to have.
Another dream of mine would be if you guys tuned in and made sure to follow our Instagram @offbeat_talks to be notified whenever we post a new episode. We also have a cool link in our bio, so you can ask us any anonymous questions if you want.
And also be sure to check us out on, I've said this so many times, but Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and Overcast. Basically, wherever you listen to podcasts, we're there.
Thank you so much for tuning in and see you next week. I messed it up, but it's fine.
Well,
bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.